Hi, welcome back for another Teen Tidbit. This is Evan Center of Center Counseling, and I am here to talk with you today about natural consequences. I've been hearing a lot lately from parents and from teens about consequences. Mostly, I hear from teens who are upset over the loss of privileges or possessions, and I hear parents saying they don't know what to do or how to get their kids to do their homework, do their chores, interact more appropriately, follow the rules. I think we've all heard about natural and logical consequences before, and I'm guessing that's what parents are trying to implement when they take away the iPod or the internet time or they ground their kids. When they say, "My kid is spending so much time on the internet that their grades are suffering," I think that they're seeing it as a natural and logical consequence. So they take away the computer privileges, hoping that in turn the grades will improve. But do they? Are you noticing that the grades are improving or that the chores are getting done? On some levels, this makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, the taking away of the internet or the taking away of privileges makes a lot of sense. We as adults can identify what we think of as causes and effects, and we increase the structure for our kids, hoping that it will help them do better. And then, bam, our teenagers are super upset with us. We're the bad guy. Our teen is the victim. And not only are their grades not improving, but we're suddenly some jerk who doesn't get them and took everything away. I'm pretty sure that's not what parents were setting out to help their teens learn. And I'm pretty sure that parents were honestly interested in helping their teen improve their grades, their follow-through, their interactions, or whatever. So where is the breakdown happening? I think it's happening with this widespread concept of natural and logical consequences, which I have to admit I ascribed to early on when I began working with teens. But what I've found is that more often than not, it's a mask for punishment. And punishment is just an effort to control another's behaviors, which anyone who has ever worked with a teen or has a teen of their own knows is like trying to move a wall by slamming your head against it. It doesn't work, and it gives you a huge headache. So what's the alternative? Well, your teen still needs you. And yes, you do still need to help them be accountable and help them figure out how to do better, be better, and live up to their potential. And right there is the answer. What if instead of thinking about consequences when your teen messes up, you have a conversation with them about solutions? Get them to come up with ideas. And by the way, I have heard a teen say that if they had spent less time on Facebook, they could have done better in school. And what do you think it was like for that teenager to restrict her own Facebook time after she came to that conclusion rather than having her parents take it away? You need to help as parents, you need to help guide your teens toward the positives. What do they need to do more of rather than what needs to be taken away? If they, with your help, can figure out how they need to spend more time on their math, or if they need to spend their homework time in the kitchen because they get distracted in their bedroom, or if they need to take a walk before they start doing their homework, or if they need to make sure that they eat a snack, or if they need to make sure that they set some sort of alarm on their nifty-difty smartphone to remind them to do something, what do they need to do more of to make these things happen? And if they figure that out, it's going to automatically end up with the outcome of them spending less time on Facebook or spending less time on their iPod or spending less time watching TV or hanging on the internet or whatever it is that they need to do and that you recognize, rightfully so, but which would just turn you into the bad guy and them into the victim if you were to dole out that natural consequence. Help them figure out what do they need to do to succeed. Ultimately, that's what we want them to figure out as an adult. That we want them to be able to ask the question, what do I need to do to succeed? Not, I wish my parents were here so they could take away my iPod so that I could get something done. What do I need to do to succeed? So next time your kid messes up, think solutions, not consequences. Thanks for listening. Again, this is Evan of Centered Counseling. Stop back again for another teen tidbit. Bye-bye.